Heads up, you guys. This week is Thanksgiving. And I'm sure you all have plans. You know where you're going. You know what you're making. What you still need to buy from the store. You got it all figured out, right? Maybe you're planning a big family feast, or you're going to a family member's house, a friend's house. Or maybe you're like me, and you're just excited for a quiet morning with your little doggy. If you're feeling stressed or some anxiety about this week, you can breathe a big sigh of relief, since all this month we have been practicing Thanksgiving. Our series is Grateful, Practicing Thanksgiving, and it's all about practicing Thanksgiving. We haven't been testing out the oven or finding the perfect stuffing to turkey ratio or planning the perfect pie, but we have been thinking about what it means to be a grateful people as individuals, together in community, and how we live out giving thanks all the time for all things. Thanksgiving has always been an interesting holiday for me. Some early Thanksgivings, I remember we went to the Waffle House, we went to IHOP, we went to Denny's. Of course, we had some bigger Thanksgivings. We would travel around, going to family members' houses. And in college, I was adopted into other people's families if I couldn't go home. And then when I lived in California, I had one family that adopted me for several Thanksgivings. I found myself in a lot of fun family environments and some awkward situations too. One family in California that I spent a few Thanksgivings with, one Thanksgiving, it was grandma and grandpa and the sisters and mom and dad and some random people. The oven broke. We drank too much, and it was a real feast. The next year was a little bit smaller. Grandpa died, and it was that Thanksgiving that I was asked to lead the family prayer, and what an honor it was. And I've just been so grateful for all the different families and communities that have welcomed me in, grateful for the many ways that I've been able to practice Thanksgiving. And seeing God's faithfulness in my life and in family and in community in and throughout multiple generations. In our passages this morning, we see God's faithfulness in clear view. In Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel, it allows us to enter into her joy and relief as her long-awaited son is born. And as she says this prayer, she gives thanks not just for herself, but for the sake of all of Israel. It's God's faithfulness to the entire community, this birth of a child, a symbol of new life for Israel. It's more than just one woman's victory, and we hear that in her prayer. Hannah sees God's power in everything that happens, in death and birth, in the grave and triumph over it, in poverty and wealth, in dishonor and honor. And she offers us a word of hope and encouragement, endurance, perseverance, and patience. And in Hebrews, we remember to continue to encourage one another, telling each other our bows look fantastic, like Alicia did. We persevere in the faith because God's sacrifice has once and for all cleansed us and brought us grace through faith. God is faithful. So then, how shall we live? Well, we have confidence before God. We have hope. We live in community and in solidarity with others. And in Hebrews, we're invited as a community to be organized in a new and living way. We can be a community that's grateful. This gift of Christ is not one we receive and just keep to ourselves. It's meant for the building up of the whole body. And our community is strengthened through gratefulness. Throughout this series on gratefulness, we've looked at our individual sense of gratitude and gratefulness. Gratefulness through festivities and celebrations. And this week, let's talk about how our gratitude is felt and experienced through community. Because when the community thrives, we thrive. And when we're a grateful people, our community thrives. We've been reading this book by Diana Butler Bass, Grateful. And she says that gratitude is inherently social. It always connects us as individuals to others. But what about the people we aren't really so grateful for in our community? Should we be grateful to be connected with and in community with the poor, with those in poverty, people who are different than us? You might remember when Jesus gathered the masses and he's on a mountainside and he says these words we call in the Beatitudes. He says, "Blessed are the rich, for they own the best stuff. Blessed are the sexy and the glamorous, for everyone desires them. Blessed are those who get everything they ever wanted. They alone will be satisfied. Blessed are the famous, for their reward is eternal life." Remember those words? I love those words from Jesus. He did not say that. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And if you have trouble hearing the word blessed, hear favored instead. "Favored are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Favored are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Favored are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Favored are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." If this doesn't make sense, good, because it's crazy. The kingdom of God totally flips on its head our understanding of how things should work. We would like to be strong and rich and powerful, but that's not what Jesus says is considered favored. And we also hear these as individual things. I am blessed. I am favored. But all of these are communal blessings. Not blessed is the one that is poor. It's blessed is the community of poor. Gratitude is inherently social. It always connects us as individuals to others. And just this week, as we hear the news out of California, the fires ravaging towns, we hear stories of hope, endurance, and gratitude, of communities coming together to support one another. In Paradise, California, the entire town has been destroyed by the campfire. And from the LA Times, we hear a story of support and encouragement among high schoolers. It says, "Last Saturday night, the girls' volleyball team from Forest Lake Christian School in Auburn, California, faced Paradise Adventist Academy in a Northern California Division VI girls' volleyball semifinal match. Well, the Forest Lake team members asked if the California Interscholastic Federation, if rather than charging admission, if they could accept donations for Paradise, the Paradise team members, and for their families, and the CIF obliged. The Forest Lake team went above and beyond, donating money to their distressed opponents. When the team arrived after the nearly two-hour drive, they found brand new uniforms, knee pads, socks for every player, as well as truckloads of donated clothes. Not only that, but there was a dinner planned along with a room full of goods for players' families. And on top of that, the coach was presented with gift cards for each player and family member, $300 per student. I think it was like $16,000 worth of goods collected by high schoolers for high schoolers. The head coach said, "To have our community show up in such a huge way, I'm still blown away by it. I've never seen that many people in our gym. And there are people there who had never watched a volleyball game in their whole life, but they came to support what we were doing." The community of Paradise, California is not blessed because the fires destroyed their homes. They're probably not thankful or grateful that they've lost everything, but they are being blessed by the larger community because they're a community that's hurting, that's in need, and that's what the community does. It rallies around one another, embraces one another. In your bulletin, there's some quotes from the book from Diana Butler Bass. It says, "If you're grateful, you're not fearful. And if you're not fearful, you're not violent. If you're grateful, you act out of a sense of enough and not a sense of scarcity. And you're willing to share. If you're grateful, you are enjoying the differences between people and you're respectful to everybody, and that changes this power pyramid under which we live, this dynamic upside down kingdom that Jesus invites us into. She also says, gratitude resists unhealthy environments and empowers the possibility of change. If gratitude is built upon a myth of scarcity and imperial hierarchies, it's been corrupted. If gratitude is privatized and collaborates with injustice, it's not really gratitude. Thus, the better the surrounding environment, the more grateful people become, aware of gifts and abundance, open to hope, creativity, and joy. Gratitude begins with a profound awareness of abundance and builds communities of well-being and generosity. Gratitude opens towards grace. I love that, a profound awareness of abundance. It builds communities of well-being and generosity. The past couple weeks, I said we've been practicing Thanksgiving, and we've been giving you practices to try on your own. And I have one I want to try with us right now. So look around, maybe in your pew, maybe even in your bag. Pick any human-made object in the room. It could be the pulpit. It could be the baptismal font. It could be anything. Take a look at it. Notice how it's put together. Think about where it came from. What materials were used to create it? Where did they come from? Who were the people that manufactured it, packaged it, transported it, and sold it? If some of your answers are like, I have no clue, take note of that too. No matter how much or how little you know about the people who created this object, acknowledge them inwardly. Honor their labor and offer them your gratitude. And you're invited to do this quick and simple practice regularly, even at Thanksgiving around the table, maybe with the food. Where was it produced? Who made it? And allow this practice to deepen your sense of being an integral part of an extraordinary network of human beings, of past, present, and future. Each of us reliant on one another. Each of us fed and clothed and supported by the labors of others. And feeling connected and humble, we are grateful. Let us this week and always be a people aware of our abundance, aware of our community, locally and globally, open to serve, to love, and to embrace, and to care.